Good evening, everyone. I'll assume this is a fresh glass of water for me. So tonight, I figured I'd go before the message. I know the last two went after Jabe's video, but I thought that way I can steal all of his points and you'll think that it's just a great message given by me. No, I just thought I would go first because I kind of thought my idea for tonight was that the video is on faith, so I thought I would pick a well-known character from the Bible and just study a little bit just about their faith, and then that way, then afterwards, we can maybe think a bit of that while Jay would explain in much more detail just the importance of faith in our lives. So thinking of faith, we often first think of Hebrews chapter 11, which is known as the Hall of Faith. You often hear that, and I was just brought to consider Noah. And in Hebrews 11, verse 7, we read, "By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." And I was just thinking about how common this Bible story is. For you hear it in Sunday school all the time. It was just something that you brought up knowing the story, but it's just something that kind of considering that and reading through it, I was just convicted of just how the topic of faith can be like that too. It can seem so familiar. You hear the word faith all the time, but then you just really consider how difficult that can be to apply to your life, to really ask yourself, how faithful am I to God in this world that is full of sin? So, and then I kind of appreciated, I was watching the video ahead of time and they had this outline. They described faith as an object, the object of faith, the action of faith, and the content of faith. So I kind of want to just draw from that and interpret it a little bit with just some applications to Noah's life and how we can think of that with our own life. But I will try not to just, I won't just summarize the video. I'm kind of just going to go through Noah's life, and it's not going to be anything you haven't heard before, I'm sure, but just some things that I've been considering and how I can apply them to my own life. So I think I'd like to open in prayer first and just commit this meeting to the Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity that I have to share from your word, Lord. I pray that as I would share, it would not be my words that I'm giving forth, Lord, but it would be your message just coming through me as the messenger, Lord. And I just pray that even though this message would be simple, Lord, we'll just consider Noah and his story, Lord, that we've all heard before. But I just pray that each one of us would just be prompted to consider the importance of faith in our own lives. And first and foremost, Lord, if anyone here hasn't put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and accepted him, we know that would be the first and most important step, and I just pray that that would not be overlooked tonight, but I just pray that for those of us who have put our faith in you, Lord, that you would just help us to walk by faith and not by sight in our lives every single day, Lord, and I just pray that you just be with me now in this message and just pray that you would open our hearts to receive something, Lord, and I pray this in your name, amen. So I'll just look. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because I don't want to read too much here because I'm just going to touch on some of the highlights of Noah's story. But first, if you want to turn with me to Genesis chapter 6, setting kind of the backstory for Noah is that there's a lot of sin in the world. It describes the world as the wickedness of man was thoughts of evil only continually. And it says, starting in verse 5 of chapter 6 of Genesis, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, 'I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.'" Then we read, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." So first of all, I want to consider the object of our faith. That is, our faith as a characteristic that we have, not so much in ourselves, but who we are putting our faith in. We live in a very sinful world. We read this, if you read the first few verses of Genesis chapter 6, before the part that I read, you'll just read the details about what was going on. I won't get into that because that can be a little bit complicated, but just thinking of all the things that we see in our own world today, we see how the world rejects God and his love for us and his intelligent design. We see the amount of emptiness there is and how people try and fill that with addiction and other things, and we see the how the family unit is under attack. We see all the things that are coming around, whether it be the prevalence of homosexuality or abortion and all those issues that are just so, you just wonder how it came upon us so quickly. And the answer is simply because of sin. And it's just perpetuated continually with no regard for God. And it's just surprising how quickly that can happen. I even think of how you hear so often that even in my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation, how everyone at least had some tie, they had some knowledge of the Bible, whether their parents were just Catholic and they went on Sundays only. But I know the people I go to school with today have absolutely zero concept of the Bible, and it just can't, you just can't help but think of that whenever you're reading through the story of Noah and just how wicked the world was and how separate from God they were. And yet, we should be called to be different. Our faith should be in God, and so that we can be separate from the world. And we know that's so much easier said than done. Hebrews 11:6 in that same chapter about faith says, without faith it is impossible to please him, being God. And we just think of how difficult it can be to be in this world but not of it when we are so surrounded by sin. And that first step to living a life of faith is just to be simply spending time with God. And I just think of how important it is just to be in continually in reading and in prayer, and how without spending that quality time with just getting to know God and just to grow in him, it's impossible to live a life that's committed to him and devoted to him and to just be separate from the sin that we see. And we know that our obedience to God by doing that, and just we should be able to stand out in contrast to the world. Our obedience should make others' disobedience stand out, and that they would notice us and that they would see that there's something different about us, and that we'd be able to proclaim our faith to them, and just that we would be able to explain that our faith is not in anything on this world that will pass away and all the temporary things that we see for entertainment, but just all of our faith should be in him, and that we can know that there is something permanent that we have beyond this world itself. And then continuing on, after we see that Noah's faith originally, which is in God, we see how his faith is put into action after that. So if we continue in the same chapter in verses 13 and 14, it says, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. And then he goes through all the details, all the specifics of what he should do and what he had to do. And then we read finally in the last verse of the chapter, in verse 22, thus Noah did according to all God commanded him, so he did. So here we see the importance of the action of faith. So once we have that relationship and we have our faith in God, how we portray that is by believing and obeying his plans for our lives. And we know that so it's not just our personal walk, which is first and foremost of importance to have that faith in God and to be living for him, but then we can display Christ to others just by serving him and following his plans for our life. And we know that that can be, even though we can know in our heads that God has the absolute best plan for our lives, it can be so difficult with all the distractions that are around us to really ensure that we are following him and seeing his will for us. And we just think of how Noah would have endured so much ridicule and maybe doubt at times. Maybe he, as he was rejected by others, and they would mock him and say, why are you building a boat in the middle of this dry land? It hasn't, what flood are you preparing for? They wouldn't even know what a flood is at that time, I'm sure. We just think of how, just the amount of faith it would take to do that. We just think of today, if God asked us to build a spaceship, you would just think, why would I do that? I'm never going to go to space. Noah would think the same thing. They'd never seen a flood in that time. There's evidence that there's probably not even rain in that time. So it was just completely relying on God and not doing it of his own strength. The video mentions how a lot of people say how, because of the verses that say, like in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. People would maybe accuse us of having blind faith, that we don't, there's no evidence to what we believe, that we just are foolishly believing in something that is not true. But we know that that is not true, because even though we cannot physically see it, we can experience God's faith to us in return. And we think of, speaking of blind faith, the image that you always hear in Sunday school of sitting on a chair, and if faith is not testing the chair and pushing on it to make sure it'll hold your weight. It's just simply resting in it and trusting it that it will hold your weight. So even though Noah had never seen the specific instance, he had never seen God be faithful to him in allowing him to survive by building a boat and surviving the flood. He had surely seen God's faith in other ways, and he had that relationship so that whenever he faced this new experience that he had no idea how to handle, he knew that he could rely on God and trust him in that situation. And we can think of how God has provided for us in many ways and loved us. So whenever we experience something that we don't know how to handle, we can surely all think back to at least one instance would be in him sending his son for us. And we know that if he would do that for us, if he is willing to send his son to die for us and save us from our sins, surely he won't leave us stranded in the other things that we face in our lives, whether small or great. And we know that God has a perfect plan for each one of us, and even when it can seem difficult in the world to follow him, it's important that we put our faith into action, that we are serving him and not just following after things that are fleeting. And then finally, if we read in the end of, once again, in starting from verse 22, we read, "Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Then the Lord said to Noah, 'Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation.'" So this is the content of our faith, which is maybe the one that was a little bit the most difficult to kind of explain, but it's just once we put our faith in God, we know that he is faithful to us in return and that he will not leave us hanging. We see that Noah and his household were saved because of their faith in God. They didn't put their faith in God for no result. They didn't end up drowning in the flood or anything, but we know that God was in turn faithful to them and helped them through that situation. It's important that God does not pick the strongest or most perfect people by our own standards. And he doesn't always assign us tasks or paths that seem logical to our own standards, because otherwise we could argue that we had done it of ourselves. If God picks the person who seems the most spiritual and the most on track for him, or the most, just the best of the best by our own human standards, it would be easy to say that you had done this, whatever it is, of your own. So it's just important that we have that humility and knowing that our faith in God will get us through whatever we are facing, and it's not of our own strength. Otherwise, Noah could have said that he orchestrated this plan. "Oh, well, I knew the flood was going to come all along, so that's why I built this boat." But it was such a far-fetched idea that the whole earth was going to be flooded that he could do nothing but attribute it to God. And God gave him just the strength that he needed to get through that. However, it's surprising and not surprising to see that only 8 people total were saved through that whole situation, just Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. And that just shows us that we can't follow the majority in the world today. Just because most people are not living for the Lord and most people are seeking after temporary pleasures and happiness and all the things that will fade in the end, that our faith should be in him, and that we are seeking him in the end. And while the ark was open to all, none outside of Noah's family accepted. And this is the same as the picture of salvation. We see how God has in grace given us this gift that we can accept, and yet so many people do not have the faith to accept it, and we see so many who are just living apart from him and not living for him. So seems pretty quick. I just wanted to share just this short summary of Noah's life and just see how faith as the object that we should have in our lives, who we are putting our faith in, or what we are putting our faith in. Are we having temporary belief in the things of today and just following after temporary pleasures and sin and all those things that only last a season? Or do we have our faith in him and trusting in him to save us and following after God for every aspect of our life? And then in turn, after that, once we are establishing that relationship with him, how are we putting that faith into action? Are we trying to honor and serve God with our actions and our testimony? And are we following his will? And then the content of our faith. Are we seeing the fruit of once we serve God, he will be faithful to us in return? And we know that's not something that's an if, that's a this will happen. If we believe and if we have our faith in God, he will be faithful to us in return. So first of all, I would just encourage all of you that if you haven't put your faith in Christ here tonight, just to remember the words of Ephesians, for by grace you are saved through faith, and just to make that most important decision in our lives. And then after that, once we have, just to just an encouragement for all of us to be living for him and believing in his plans for us. And that's a challenge to me as much as any one of you, and I know this has been just a simple little message and just a little devotion from the life of Noah. It's just an encouragement to me and a conviction to me to be to look at my own faith and how am I living for the Lord in my life, and I just hope that it would be an encouragement to all of you as well. So I'll just play the video now.